What kind of progress are you making? That's my message. I feel the Lord. What kind of progress are you making? Let's look at the word progress by Merriam-Webster. A movement toward a goal or to a further or higher plane or state. Like the song says, I'm moving on up. I'm moving up higher. What kind of progress are you making? I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. The lightning might flash and the thunders may roll and the storms may rage and the dark storm clouds gather over my head. I'm going on, Brother Marshall, just the same with Jesus. I'm climbing up higher. Just a closer walk with Thee. I feel like tonight that I'm making progress. Can you say amen? I'm drawing nearer, my God, to Thee. I'm climbing up the ladder, Sister Mary Pell. Hallelujah, Loretta. I'm climbing up that ladder. I am making progress. I'm running to the cross, Sister Clara. I'm running to the cross. I've not stopped running since I've been saved. Can you raise your hand and say, I've slowed up at times and felt like I'd come to a dead stop. But Lord, I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that undergirded me and helped me get back up on my feet, Lord, and run to the cross, Lord. Put a run in me, Lord, to run to get closer to you. How many knows that the Lord said we're in a race and we got to run to obtain that crown tonight? I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. I'm making progress. I'm not as high as I want to be yet. I'm striving to get to the top and to reach the summit where that I can be in the glory of God. I'm not going to stop climbing. I don't care how hard it gets. I can see glory and I can see victory at the top of the hill. I'm a climbing up higher, Lord. I'm drawing nearer to you. Stay with me tonight. I've come too far to look back now. It's onward, Christian soldier. I'm still in the army of the Lord. I'm not laying my armor down. I'm not laying the sword over to the side. But I'm going to stand up and square my shoulders. Hallelujah. And I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I started out to win this race and to go all the way through with Jesus. I'm on my way, Brother Marshall. Hallelujah. Children, we're not there yet. There ain't no time to sit down and quit. I'm on my way and I'm making progress. I'm closer than I was yesterday. I'm closer than I was last year and last month. I'm closer than I was 10 years ago. And thank God I'm closer to the pearly gate than I was in 1974. I'm still holding on to the best thing that I ever found. Hallelujah to God. I've got a treasure. I've got salvation. I've got the blessed Holy Ghost. I've got something the world didn't give me. And the world can't take it away. I'm making progress. I'm going forward. I'm pressing my way through. I'm trying to make 100. 99 and a half. Will not do in this hour. Wake up, children. If I could reach out there spiritually and get a hold of your shoulders and shake you. Wake up. Get the sleep out of your eyes. Get the sleep out of your eyes. Get the slumber out of your eyes. Wake up. Get on your feet. Get on your feet. We got to go. It's time to get out of Egypt. Come on now. It's time to leave bondage. It's time to come out of the world. Hallelujah. I can hear a sound of a going on top of the Marlboro, the mulberry trees. I can hear the wind of God a blowing. Come on now. I can hear the sound of a different drummer. I can hear the joy bells of heaven. I can hear the sounds of the angels are singing. I'm making progress. I'm going toward that city that hath a foundation, whose builder and maker is God. I'm going on with Jesus. I'm running this Christian race. I'm pressing my way through. I'm fighting a good fight. I'm going to win my robe and my crown. I'm going to get my resurrected body. I'm going to get that body incorruptible. I'm after that immortal body. I'm a seeking to be clothed upon with that house which is from heaven. Hey God, hallelujah. I'm a looking to be redeemed in my body one of these days, and to lay down the cross, hallelujah, and pick up a crown and lay down my troubles on this side of the river. I'm making progress. Raise your hand. I'm telling you, I feel God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I gotta hold on just a little while longer. I gotta qualify. Just a little while longer. It's almost over. The war's almost won. And Jesus is getting ready to come. Hallelujah. Hold on. Hey, oh God. Oh, Lord God Almighty, shake us, Lord, and lift us up. Breathe upon us, Lord, a fresh touch of heaven. Hallelujah, God. We need a fresh touch. We need the fresh oil upon us. I started out to win this race, and I'm going through. No matter what others do, I'm going through. Progress. Let me finish the definition. Advancement, Ronnie Ray. Growth. Development. Grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. I'm growing. Raise your hand. I'm growing. I'm learning. He's leading me and I'm following. He's teaching me and I'm listening. I'm a growing day by day. Experience after experience. Valley after valley. Trial after trial. Trouble after trouble. I'm a learning to trust in God. I'm a learning to trust in Jesus. I'm learning to trust in His holy word. I put my faith in God and He cannot fail. He'll never fail. Raise your hand and wave it to God. We're a servant one that knows the way. Hallelujah. I'm a following one that knows the way. A continuous improvement. Ouch. If you ain't working on your spiritual life, you better be. If you ain't where you used to be, you better get back. Come on. You better start working on a building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. I'm a working on a building. I'm a walk working on the wall. And I'm not coming down. I'm a working on a building. I'm a working on a building. It's a Holy Ghost building. Hallelujah. For my Lord. For my Lord. Brother Tom, I'm making advancement. I'm a growing in the Lord. And I'm improving my life and my spirit. Your life. I'm making improvements in my heart. Amen. To be more like Jesus and to walk closer to the Lord. I'm going forward. I'm increasing and I'm advancing step by step. Step by step. Day by day. Night follows day. Hallelujah. Day, night. But I'm still going on. It has to do with motion and action. And if you're dead, there's no action. I said, if you dried up, there's no motion. We need the motion. We need the action to do and to go and to reach forth and to obtain. Success always follows progress. I said, if you don't progress, And if you don't make progression in your spiritual life, there'll be no success and there'll be no victory. But thank God I'm working on it. I said I'm closer than I was yesterday. I can feel success boiling up in my heart. Hallelujah. I feel the life and the power and the Spirit of God in my heart. Hallelujah. Can I ask you tonight, children, are you making progress or have you stopped? You still working on a building? You still trying to make it a Holy Ghost building? Hey, Lord, are you bearing fruit like you used to? Have you got blooms on your limbs? Have you got juicy fruit? Amen. I'm hanging on your limbs. Have you got sap coming up through the roots and out into your branches? Is your leaves green? Are you waving your arms to the Lord? Are you still praising Him and exalting His name? Have you got life tonight? Are you making progress or have you stopped? We're lively stones, sister. Lively. No, we're not dead. Progress is not just sitting down and quitting. Without action and without movement, there's no progress. And when there's no progress, you quit growing. You quit praying. You lose your desire. Your dreams fade from view. The vision goes out of your heart. The well dries up. The river stops flowing. And the spirit dies out. Expectation in your life withers. Hope hits bottom. I feel like that's exactly where somebody in this congregation, hope has hit bottom. I said, oh Lord my God, if God could open up our eyes and see your spiritual life, God would show us your chin has hit bottom. Your hope has sunk to the bottom. Oh Lord God, where's your expectation? You're going to come out. You can come out. God will bring you out if you got a desire. Hallelujah. If you'll get up and arise and do something, God will make you, hallelujah, successful. Progress. Raise them hands and wave them. Progress. I'm progressing. I'm on the move, God. I'm moving. I've got action about me. I'm not dead. I'm reaching forth to the prize. People have lost their will to live. And they feel like they want to die. To work now seems like such effort. You don't have a desire to even get up and do the daily chores. Because of depression and oppression. And the very desire to work is drained plumb out of you. That's what hope happens when hope dries up. That's what happens. Life becomes drear to you and dull to you. And you find yourself in a rut. Hallelujah. You don't feel like doing nothing. You don't want to move or do nothing. You're stagnated and a stalemate. Amen. Oh God, raise your hand and say, Lord, help us, the church. Oh God, help us, Lord. Instead of progress, you regress. You go backward and not forward. Your stalemate, stagnate. You are in a weakened condition. You're ready to falter and you're ready to faint. You're growing comatose and you're going down in defeat. You have fainted and fallen by the wayside. You've grown weary in well-doing. Oh God, you don't have the song like you used to have, and a desire and a testimony like you used to have. You're dead and you're dry. You fainted and fallen by the wayside. Oh God,
You're comatose. How do you pass plumb out? I said you fainted and you're laying there lifeless and cold and no move of the Spirit of God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. The Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, children. Reach your hand to the Lord tonight. Reach your hands to the Lord tonight. God, help me, Lord, before I sink too low. Lord, lift me up, God. You're my lifter-upper. You're my glory, Lord, and my shield tonight. Progress. A person lying in a hospital bed in the hospital sick. They're losing weight day by day and they're withering away. No good color that they have. Their face and their skin is pale. They're getting weaker by the day and by the hour. And their strength is ebbing away. And the doctor walks in and tells the family that their loved one is progressing worse. Hallelujah. It won't be long now. And just a few more days and they'll be gone. Death is beginning to creep on. Can I ask you, what kind of a shape are you in tonight? How are you doing spiritually? I want to ask you, are you going forward? Are you making progress in your spiritual life? Or are you slowly going back? And are you losing ground? Tonight, are you losing ground? For God, tonight, your success and victory will depend upon you moving out right now and make a move toward God right now. Arise and get up and make your advancement forward right now. If you don't, there'll be no blessed future for you. There'll be no fruitful future for you. There'll be no true happiness. And there'll be no victory. And there'll be no blessed end. And there'll be no heaven for you unless you get up and get renewed and get life back inside of your heart and your soul.
People are dying right in the house of God. People are faithful. There's people faithful to the house of God. And they're dying right in the congregation. People hear just about every service. And they walk right through that door. And they take their position in the congregation. And they sit up on their pew in their place. But they're dying. Their vessel is empty. And they have come in. Hallelujah. And they hear the anointed preaching and the teaching. And they hear the songs of Zion. But oh God, they walk out dead. And they come back to the house dead. There's no movement. There's no progression. Hallelujah. There's no advancement in the Lord. There's no growth. My God, they're dying. And they're going back. And there's no fruit. Where there used to be fruit, there ain't none anymore. There ain't no shout of victory anymore. That life of God is gone. The river stopped drying. I said the river stopped flowing. The river's dried up. Oh God. Oh God. I said the water's gone. The water's gone in the wells. Oh Lord. My God, if God could open up my eyes tonight and look in this congregation, there's wells almost dry. There's wells that used to be bubbling up and springing up into everlasting life. But it's not a bubbling up anymore. It's not a springing up anymore. The spring is gone and the water's almost gone out of the well. Oh Lord God, there's no drips of water. There's not even a drop of water. You can't even find a drop of water. Oh God, it's a desert place where you're walking and you know it. The water's dried up. Notice, children, I came on business here tonight. You're right here. You're in this service. And my heart bleeds for you. I wrote so fast I was messing up on my words. The Spirit wouldn't let up. I wrote fast as I could write because of somebody in this congregation. I'd have to mark through it and get the word right. That's how fast I was writing. Notice the increments, the stages of sin. It goes from bad to worse. How many knows that's just exactly how deceitful sin is? He gets a hold of you like cancer. He gets a hold of you like leprosy. And he begins to eat the little your little fingers off on the ends. In the last stages, it eats all the fingers off and eats the hands off, eats the ears off and the nose off and the toes off. And the limbs begin to fall off and the cancer begins to eat away. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you far more than you would ever want to pay. Sin is deceitful. Amen. The devil's a liar. And this world is your greatest enemy. Little by little, day by day, people's hearts are growing harder. Their souls grow colder. It's a downhill grade for them. Down, 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 down. They're sliding down, 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 down. Farther and farther down. Deeper. Farther away from the light. Slipping farther from God. Drifting farther and farther from the shore. For our iniquities are increased over our head. And our trespass has grown up unto the heavens. For this people's heart is waxed gross. Notice to the three times that God mentions the word waxed. And the word waxed means to grow. The people's hearts have waxed gross. In 2 Timothy said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. You see the increments of sin. You see the stages in it. It gets worse and worse. It's getting worse. My, oh God, oh Lord, it's getting worse in my heart. It's getting worse in my life. These things, God, oh Lord, my life's going downhill. God, I'm miserable. I don't have what I used to have. I don't have the victory like I used to have. I'm slipping, God. I'm a slipping. I'm away from you, Lord. I've lost the vision. Sometimes from 1 month to the next, and from 1 year to the next, you can see a drastic difference in people. They don't have the same smile. They don't have the same look about them. They've changed. Oh God, they're different now. They set back and they've moved back. And they've gotten cold and indifferent. They're harder. The Spirit don't move them like it used to. Because the heart has gotten hard and cold. They used to be so tender. Willing to pray. A desire to help others. A desire to work for God and work in the congregation. A joy that overflowed. Listen, folks, this is the end time. Don't let the spirit of this age creep in on you and affect you. It's getting spiritually darker and darker all around this church. All the time, evil is increasing. In a world filled with disappointments, listen to me. In a world filled with trouble. In a world and a life filled with trials. Hallelujah, sin and hate on every hand. And Jesus said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Oh Lord, because of all of this, people are losing their love for God and for the church and losing their love for one another. Oh God, they're dropping out like flies.
and they're going back and they're leaving their first love, and they have forsaken the altar of God, and they have cast off their faith, which hath great recompense of reward. My Lord, you used to have faith, oh God, but you don't have it tonight. You had expectancy, you had a hope, you had a desire, but it's not there tonight. Raise your hands, folks, in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Holy Ghost, holy, 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 Lord, holy, holy, Jesus, holy. Oh God, oh God, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, oh my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Holy, 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 yay, Lord. Reach your loving hand out right now, God, and lay it upon these hearts, Lord. Revive, revive, Lord, and refresh, Lord, and touch, God. Let there be a reviving, Lord, in the midst of our years. Oh Lord, let there be a refreshing, God, this night. Holy Lord, breathe. Breathe upon our heart again. God, breathe upon us, Lord, a desire again. You're here. You're here. And Jesus is talking to you. You're here. God's reaching to you. Oh, Lord, I feel God. The Lord wants you back. He wants to bring you back and reinstate you and restore the joy of His salvation back to you. Raise your hands, son, and praise Him. Raise them hands up in the name of Jesus. Lord, Lord, Lord. Anybody in the house, anybody else need to raise them hands and say, God, it's me, Lord. It's me, God. I need you. I need you. Raise them little hands, Marky. Get them up in the air, son. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Put the water back in my well, Lord. Let the water flow again, Lord. Let my desire come back, God. Let it come back, my Lord, in a church age where hope is hit bottom. I can't get away from that. Hope has hit bottom, and you feel like you're below the bottom. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, God, God, God. Oh, my Father. Oh, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's hope for you tonight. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, my Lord and my Savior, my Redeemer, oh Lord, my Restorer, Lord. I ain't finished and God ain't either. Oh Lord, 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 Lord. Right, son, I am God. Right, son, get your pen. You still got ink in it. I still got a little bit of ink left in the pen. Write it, son. My ink never runs out. God just saying, my love never runs out. Oh, Lord, my ink fountain still got ink in it. Write him a message of honor. Write, God. Write him a message. Write him a message of hope. I still got love. I still got ink in my pen tonight. Holy, 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 holy. Write my soul a message. Love of God, write my soul a message. My Lord, I feel Him. My Lord, I feel Him. Write my soul a message. Write me a love letter, God. And let me know you still love me. Let me know there's hope for me. Raise your hands tonight and say there's still hope for me. Oh. Still hope. You're here in this congregation and God's saying there's hope for you. You're coming out and you're coming through. In the name of Jesus. Lord, 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 Lord.
Acknowledge him. Let's reverence him. Oh, raise them hands. If you have to, close your eyes and look up. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Bless my brother, God, in the name of God. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Lord, there's hope. There's hope, God. There's hope. In the name of Jesus, raise them hands. Bless her, Lord. Raise that hand, sister. Get it up there. Get it up there. Fresh, oh, Lord. Fresh, oh, Lord. Lord, hey God, fountain, hallelujah, spring up, oh well, in my soul, spring up, oh well, and make me whole, and give to me that life abundantly, hallelujah, spring up, well, one more time, renew me, God, oh Lord, one more time, let me have the joy of the Lord God, and the desire back. Oh, oh, somebody in this hurt church needs to pray. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, this is your night. This is your night. This is your day. This is the day. This is your renewing. This is the time of the fresh oil. This is the time of the visitation from the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, all we need is a touch. All we need is a touch and a visitation from heaven. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Ooh, son, I feel God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, there is lifting up. Tell them, Job. Tell old Job there's lifting up. Tell old Job. God, tell Job there is a restoring. Tell old Job that there's a restoring and there's a lifting up. Amen. We're coming out. Oh. Keep your eyes on Jesus right now. Keep your minds on the Lord right now. Holy Lord, don't you let this slip. Get your mind on God. Brother Marshall, God comes down and shows Daniel the last days. Daniel was blessed with the opportunity, Sister Carolyn, to look right down into our very hour that we're living in. And he saw it. Oh, Lord. Daniel desires the Lord to reveal to him the future. And a mighty messenger angel from God comes down to him and tells him what's going to happen in the last days. And children, can I tell you, we're in those days right now. It's that hour we're living in that Jesus said would come. And Daniel was able to see right into the very time that we're living in. He said, I, Daniel, saw a man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. And he said, and I saw on the bank of the river, he said, another mighty angel, which said to the man clothed in linen that was upon the waters, how long shall it be till the end? And he said, I heard the man enclosed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. And when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and he sware by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, a times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, hallelujah, all these things shall be finished. Church, it's just about over. Amen. We're coming to the end. How many knows that? The day of the Lord is fast approaching. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And the coming of the Lord is even at the door right now. And then said I, Daniel, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed raised up and sealed until the time of the end. He said, many shall be purified and made white and tried. He said, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Raise your hand and say, God, give me wisdom and give me spiritual knowledge.